Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight I have my co-host with me, Anna.
Hello.
Hi. And you're at Causey Hooch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. Okay.
Yep.
You can find us on our blog at divaofdoul.com and at Diva of Days of Our Lives on Twitter, and we're also on Facebook and iTunes. I'm Mama_Hooch on Twitter. And Carrie can't be here tonight. She's the Diva of Dole on Twitter. So follow her and follow the blog and Facebook. Okay. So it's been a exciting week tonight.
Yeah.
This week. I mean, with the news go ahead. Yeah, with the
I want to give a shout out to Bob Hapka on Twitter and Amy Hapka. Bob lost his sister last week. She passed away, so I want to, again, send her condolences. Well, it was actually a couple weeks ago. Anyway, we're thinking of them, and just wanted to give a shout-out to them, and also to follow at Lauren Coslow, one of our favorites, and at Teo Penglis on Twitter. And also,
right.
If you want to see the two of them together, follow at Condre Fans for Kate and Andre. We're trying to make that happen one of these days.
Yeah, trying to have
Let's get to the big news you were about to talk about.
That's the real big news, because it's been like up in the air for so long and everybody was worried.
Mm-hmm.
Although I kind of thought it was going to happen. You know, how could it not? I mean, the ratings have been up.
I have to admit, I was more nervous this year than in prior years.
So Days has been renewed for another
year.
For an option. Then I heard with an option to pick up for another year. So I guess that just, it's kind of more or less like on, I guess, a year-to-year basis, I suppose.
Yeah.
But at least they're on for another year. They're going to be on past September, because what happened was they've already written through September. So they've already written through September.
Had gone bad.
The writers were told they had stopped writing. They were told to stop writing because, they had everything, you know, to find out if it was, you know, going to be renewed or not. So I guess it must have come right down to the last day or down to the wire or whatever. And it was officially announced. And it was, even the actors were all excited. I mean, they were all out there tweeting about it. I mean, like, everyone, Teo tweeted about it. I saw Lauren said
was
something. Deidre, almost everybody was happy about it. Greg Bing was happy about it. He posted, and they were posting back and forth. So yeah, they were all happy about it. So yeah, so that's the big news. So that's good, because I don't know what I would have done without my days.
I know, me either. From what I understand, one of the NBC's sticking points was that NBC wants them to tape closer to real life time wise and not have five or six months in the tank already, you know, because it doesn't give the show the opportunity to be responsive if a storyline's not going well, or if there needs to be a recast or something like that. So from what I've been hearing, that was part of the sticking point for NBC. So they must have agreed to something on that, because which might mean that they have to be down with production for a little while just because they're so far ahead. The whole reason they do it ahead like that is because they've gotten it down to a well-oiled machine, which they had to do in order to survive about 5 years ago. They really were on the chopping block, and I can't remember if it was 5-6 years ago, something like that. And I know that at the time, you know, being 3 or 4 months ahead was the way they were able to save it, because they were you know, doing 8 shows a week, and then they'd be, you know, they'd do that for 3 or 4 weeks and then be off, be dark for a week, so that they didn't have to pay, you know, non-salaried contract people for time when they weren't really in production, and various other things too. But essentially that was the main gist of it. And so for a while I was thankful they were doing that, because they were, you know, because they were saving the show from being axed completely. However, they run a very lean machine, and I think they've got, I mean, they've got all the professionals they have on the crew and on the cast, in the cast, they're all so amazing and so professional, and they do have it down to a science, you know, an art, it's an art and a science. They've got the art part down, no problem, but they have the science part down too. And so I think what's going to end up happening is, I mean, what I would do if I were the production team, and again, I'm not, but what I think they ought to do is keep, you know, maybe be off for a month or so, which would be hard for people who aren't on contract and salary to be able to, you know, they wouldn't be making any money during that time, but, you know, be off for a month if they have to be, or two, so that they're not so far ahead, and then, you know, go back to their regular schedule, but take 2 weeks off dark instead of one or whatever, you know, so that they're off, so the times that they're off is consolidated, you know, because it seems like they've been doing like about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks on, and then a week off, and then 3 or 4 weeks on.
Yeah, I think the fact they have a couple of weeks coming off now, I think that next week,
yeah.
I think they're
yeah.
dark.
So I think that, I mean, so they could still achieve that goal of being closer mm-hmm. to, because, I mean, General Hospital and Y&R, I don't know about Bold and Beautiful, but I know Y&R and General Hospital both are only about a month ahead. So, I mean, if once people are watching what's airing, if it sucks, at least they have time to do rewrites and they can, like, make changes.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have maybe been stuck. In other words, we wouldn't have maybe been stuck with that damn elephant story for 8 months or a year or whatever
exactly.
it was. Because seriously, it just about lost me. I mean, honestly, I even didn't watch the show a lot during that time because I just couldn't stand it. I was just to the point of, why is this Xander thing? And, the whole thing was such a cluster. And it was almost painful to watch. And so... And it was a terrible waste of the talented actors like Greg Vaughn and, you know, Ari Zucker and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and I felt bad for the girl who played Serena, too, because it wasn't her fault. It was a sucky storyline. But, yeah, that's just an example of how they could have nipped that sucker in the bud, you know, back in March instead of dragging it out
till August. I
think
that's the best thing about this. Is they need to get
and
back
the, yeah.
Yeah.
Even
for the
and
actors,
I agree. So I agree with it. And I agree with NBC.
Stressful.
Well, plus it's really hard, too, for them to remember, like, when they're talking to fans currently, they have to try to think back
they're
to what, 6 months ago and try to remember what the fans have seen so far and everything. And it's a lot harder to do.
You can always track. You can kind of, like, you can trap them if you want a lot of times.
I don't know, Marianne, I have no idea of what you speak. I mean, that we would never do anything like that. We have too much journalistic integrity to do something like that. Now, come on.
Yeah.
We have standards around here.
Yeah.
They're pretty low.
You know, there are certain actors out there. There are certain actors out there that are known to have leaked stuff. So, you know.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, sometimes it's hard and you don't even realize it's happening until it's happened.
No, like, I know.
I know, what, 3 years ago or so when Carrie and Sherry were out at the Day of Days and Peggy McKay spilled the beans about the gay wedding, that was big, I think.
Oh, yeah, Peggy McKay's good for that, too, yeah.
But we really try, you know. A lot of times we know more than we let... A lot of times we know more than we let on, and we are trying to be very good about not leaking things that have not been officially, you know, at least rumored.
We have our
ways. We have our ways. But, you know, at
yes,
the same time, so we are very careful about all that, believe me. But, you know, it's just one of those things where it does occasionally happen, not even that we're trying to get somebody to say something, but just we all forget, okay, where are we at in the storyline? And then, you know, they can't remember.
Right.
So, you know, it is tricky. But anyway, so I think that will just make it easier for everybody. I mean, I feel bad for the cast and crew that are on recurring or that are on not on salary or contract where they would not be getting paid during the times that they're dark right now. But I just think, and for the big picture, for the end game, it'll be better for the show long term. So, you know, I just hope that they can get into a rhythm where they can, you know, if they have to take 2 weeks off every so often instead of one, something like that, just to keep it more current, that would be fine, you know, that'd be great. But I'm just so thankful. I know we all breathed a sigh of relief when we got the news, and I think pretty much everybody, even the people involved on the show, were nervous that it might not happen. So, you know, I think it could have kind of came kind of close. I mean, now we can list all kinds of reasons why we think it would have been smart for them to renew, but aside from the emotional aspects of we wanted it to renew. But, you know, sometimes, as you guys have probably noticed, the powers that be don't always make decisions that make sense to anybody else on the planet.
Well,
so, you know,
nobody in high positions usually do.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm just really thankful.
Yeah.
You know, when all those Sony leaks came out last year, whenever that was, you know, it was a little bit revealing about some things, and you're kind of thinking, you know.
Let's put it this way. The soap operas really do have a soap opera going on behind the scenes. In fact, it's probably more of a soap opera. Yeah.
I would say there's probably more stuff going on faster behind the scenes than there's ever on the screen.
On the screen,
with the exception of that, with the exception of actual or imagined murder. Other than that, no, I'm just kidding. But,
and
then
even sometimes that might probably comes close to murder on behind the scenes. I'm sure. But anyway.
Oh, Lordy.
Speaking of murder, we have rumors that Chandler Massey might be back, because now we know Freddie Smith is back. Those were rumors, but now it's been out there official. There had been pictures, I think, a few weeks ago, and I know Jason had it on his site. And then he had something else on his site that it was where it was a production thing, and I couldn't see because the picture wasn't big enough, of a video. And somebody was in a hospital room visiting. You could see Freddie Smith, and there's speculation that they're visiting Will, that, you know, Chandler Massey's going to be back. His publicist had put it out there, like, he says, I can't confirm or deny that Chandler will be back, but you'll just have to wait and find out. And even Michael Fairman is putting it out there, that possibility that that he'll be back. So
yeah, maybe they're just trying to gauge whether people are interested in that happening.
I don't know, but it's so funny. Now we have Aiden coming back. Now those are two people that were definitely supposedly murdered,
gone and never coming
after
back,
September, and gone and never coming back was what Corday said. So here's if they would, and we know Aiden's back now. So there's one that's coming back. So I don't know. So there's all kinds of rumors of people coming different people coming back, which is good. I mean, I like Chandler.
Yeah.
I like Chandler better than.
Sure.
So we'll have to see.
Interesting. Yeah, and then and then there's the rumor floating around about Rebecca Herbst from GA,
Elizabeth
Weber, and they've been floating that around. I don't know if that's a, I don't know. She's in. I don't watch GH anymore, because Ian's not on there anymore and Taya's not on there, but I don't know all the ins and outs. So I'm sure other people know more, but from the gist of it that I got is that she's been in negotiations with GH, and they're kind of floating the idea that she's also in negotiations with Days of Our Lives. And so who knows? You never know when those things are part of a negotiation tactic, you know, if they're legitimate or if, you know, if there's a possibility, but really they're still leaning to stay with the same show, but agents or managers are putting it out there that, you know, this is a possibility because maybe it really is, but also maybe they're just trying to get some leverage. But, you know, I mean, Rebecca Herbst is a beautiful woman, great, you know, she's a great actress and all that, but honestly, I really don't see the need for her to be coming on the show. I mean, I know they like to pull in people from other shows. It makes for great cross marketing and all that.
Who she would be, or, you know, what character.
I mean, if they're going to bring back somebody, bring back Ian or somebody like that, but, you know, bring over, or Greg Vaughn, if they're going to bring him, you know, I'd like to see him back. Whatever, you know.
He might be back too. I mean, he'll be gone and come back before. He hasn't even.
I've heard that as well.
He's gone now,
so
I guess.
Know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
didn't he take
I think.
I can't remember where where we're at with that story. But
I have something going on. Yeah. I've lost track of some of the things that are going on. But yeah, I'm not sure about him. But I certainly would love to, you know, he's a, having sat right across from him and looked into his blue eyes.
Oh, I know, Anna. I know you always
remember
that.
I could certainly enjoy seeing him back on screen.
I don't know how you worked that out, but that was pretty good.
Hey, you know what? It's all thanks to Peggy McKay. That's all I can say.
Yes, good old Peggy. I got Peggy. But she's a dear.
Well, hey, she was wonderful. I was really
She was wonderful. She was,
just,
yes.
It was just that it just turned out that Greg got lost.
Well, that's what happened. He was lagging behind a little bit. Yeah, he was lagging behind. So, of course, you can't just ignore Peggy.
But
so I started talking to Peggy.
And I had seen him at the bookstore a few weeks before that as well. And I mean, it was very quick. I was one of the last people in line, so it was very quick because they were getting ready to go. But oh my gosh, when I saw him in person with that beard, holy cow! I almost
I know.
Out.
Yeah,
he
that was the first time I had seen him.
He's
in
a gorgeous
person,
man,
like, oh,
but he's kind, you know, he's the kind that just doesn't have a clue that he's gorgeous. I mean, he doesn't act like there's no pretense. There's no.
Yeah.
A lot of our actors are like that. A lot of the people on Days are like that. But it's just. You know, he just looks like, he doesn't look like he's all, you know, he doesn't act like he's all that or anything. He just acts like a normal guy. But you just can't stop staring at him because he's so freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Let's
put it this way, they're all gorgeous
back,
people.
I really hope. Teo.
Billy Flynn. I mean,
Billy
they're all
Flynn,
gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean,
if you think they're good, I mean, when you see him in. You know, you see Teo on screen, just not compare when you see him in person. Just a whole completely different.
Well, especially when you get a hug. I mean, you get a Teo hug, you can pretty much.
Oh, a Teo hug
from
the back.
You can pretty much check your bucket list in the fire. Fire because you know once you've had a hug or and a kiss on the cheek, I might add, hug. I'm not that I'm remembering anything specific or anything, but. once you've had that happen, your life does kind of change. It does. It's never the same.
It does.
There's like
you're never the same.
Teo hug and kiss, and after the Teo hug and kiss, it's really kind of simple. Yeah. But anyway,
speaking of Teo, he has been on fire on Days. Andre has been.
Go
he's
for
been
it.
Killing as Andre. It's been another good week. He was on. Did great scenes with Rafe. Rafe came. You know, Rafe came over threatening him, and he's more or less saying, and he was like up in his face, and he says, "What are you afraid to fight me?" You know, but then and Rafe kind of backed off, and they've been jabs at each other, and there was other great scenes, really good scenes with Chase. He's kind of being his friend, but he's manipulating Chase too because Chase has been all upset, you know, with the whole thing. So he sees him in the park, and he brings him food. He's wearing that hat again. And I don't know if you've seen him with the hat. Have you seen with the hat? He's been wearing this hat.
No,
he has added Teo.
I
mean, Andre.
Family that came up this week, so I haven't.
Yeah,
haven't,
okay. But anyway, he's been sneaking around Hope's. And, I mean, he was sneaking in the window. He kind of looked like the Phantom of the Opera, and he wears this hat, fedora, kind of a fedora hat. He just
at
gives attitude.
Not every, a nun outfit or dressed as a woman.
No. And he has this long coat on it. It's just. So he brings Chase food, and he sits there, and he listens to him, and he says, "Oh, yes, when I was all alone, too, and I didn't really have a father, and no one understood me." And he's, you know, and he says, "And you want anyone to talk to?" And so he's really just taking him under his wing, and he's being charming, manipulative self. So he says, "If you need any," and I didn't see this one coming, but he said to Chase, he said, "If you ever need anything, give me your phone and I'll give you my number and you can call me." So he says he knew who he was. He knew he was, you know, Andre the Mayor and all that. And so Andre takes his phone and he, you know, takes it, supposedly puts his number in there and gives it back to Chase.
Of course,
so
we know Teo would never know how to do that, but that's another story.
Yeah. So he sits there and Chase leaves, and he just sits there with his hat, and he kind of like puts the hat down over his down to his face, and he gives that little wicked grin of his, you know, there. Oh, God. So then Chase comes back home, and you know, Hope's all over him because he wasn't supposed to leave the house. So he really rips into my mother and leave me alone, and just back off of me and let me alone. And so anyway, they all go up to bed, and his backpack's sitting there. And all of a sudden, the phone rings. It rings once, twice, three times. The phone's ringing in the backpack. And after the fourth ring, it sets on fire. The backpack sets on fire. And that's what sets his house on fire. And so that's how the house started on fire. So he's evil, isn't he? He's sitting there gloating and watching the fire on the computer because he had, in the meantime, he had planted a bug in a picture at Hope's house. You know, she hasn't right now to figure that out yet. But so he's there watching everything. So, but then eventually Hope, you know, she kind of thinks, well, maybe it's an electrical thing. But then, they're kind of thinking, this was Andre. So she's really pissed. So she says, he was in here and he got the gun. What else did he do in here? So finally she found it. So she gets her face right up in the computers looking at him. She's calling them all kinds of names. And then all of a sudden the screen goes blank. So, yeah. So he's had some good stuff to work with this week. And it's been also, it's out there in the spoilers now, and it's kind of was alluded to when Rafe and Anju were talking. He was saying about, well, you have the gun. Oh, and he showed Rafe, that he knows that Stefano is dead because he has the ring. He took Stefano's ring. So now it's out in the spoilers now that Rafe and Hope will frame Andre for Stefano's murder.
Oh.
So that's out in the spoilers now. But it kind of makes sense, and it's almost like, kind of like Andre, wait a minute, Andre, you can't be that, but I know it's for the plot and for the story. But, yeah, there he has the gun, and he lets Hope and Rafe know that he has the gun because so he has the murder weapon, and he has Stefano's ring. With his fingerprints on it. Andre.
Andre's slipping a little bit.
He's slipping a little bit there, yeah. I think, Hope and Rafe are going to turn the tables. But what hypocrite. I mean, they'll go to that length to frame, mm-hmm. Somebody, mm-hmm. So they're going to be, not only did they murder somebody, then cover it up.
Yeah.
Now they're going to frame somebody. And innocent, well, not so innocent. Now, Andre's not so innocent, but still, he didn't murder Stefano.
I love Andre and Tony, but and Teo, of course, but Andre cannot be described as innocent.
Yeah,
maybe not innocent. Maybe innocent of killing Stefano, but in general, and Andre's kind of like the MacGyver of the show, isn't he? He manages to do all these things. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's been like a better detective than anybody on the Salem PD figuring it. I mean, he really figured everything
Absolutely.
Out from the chess mm-hmm. piece.
Started
it when the chess piece was out of whack. And he put like everything together.
I like it that they don't write him to be like dumb about it. I'm glad they write him to be smart, except for he's obviously setting his own self up for the murder.
I don't know how exactly what they're going to do. But really, that just gave Rafe the ammunition when he showed him the ring and knows that he has the gun. So that'll be interesting down the line for him. So it's been a good show for him. And also, another thing was that Friday had a very good show, the Valentine's Day show. And who would have thought that Andre would be in a Valentine's show? Never saw that one coming. Yeah.
Uh-uh.
So what is Friday's show? No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, yeah, it was... go backwards, but it was really well done, and it was kind of, and they took all the different couples, and it started with Julie and Doug looking at the pictures that were used during the 50th anniversary because she had to send some back to the people and everything, and it was like different couples' pictures. Of course, it showed Tom and Alice, and they talked a little bit about them, and they showed the old picture of Mickey and Maggie and just talked a little bit about them, and then there was a picture of Daniel and Nicole. So it started with Nicole having a dream about Daniel being, about Daniel. And then she went to his grave and then he was there and he came to her like in the dream, told her it was time to let him go. We got to see, Sean Christian again in that role. And then there was Brady and Teresa. Teresa had a dream that she was a maid, and he was marrying Nicole, and she was the maid in the house. But
oh
then
my gosh.
He said that so she was. He was just about to marry Nicole, and he found out Nicole was going to get rid of Teresa, and he realized that he really loved Teresa, and you know, so then he stopped the wedding, and he was going to marry Teresa. And that was her dream.
Wow.
It was great. And yeah, it was really good. Then it was a scene with Sierra, and she was actually talking to the camera, and it was a lot of teenage angst. And she really did. It was the first time I really thought that she really did a good job. Like she was saying, oh, yes, I'm, you know, 16 now or whatever. And she said, and I have this dilemma, you know, she says, my name is Sierra, and it means, I forget what it means, something dark. It means dark. It's an Irish name. And it means dark, and the other means hero or something dark. Dark and good. But anyways, it has two sides. And she said, that's what I feel like. I have two sides, the good side and the dark side. And the good side likes Theo, and then it showed her in this slinky black dress, and the dark side likes Chase. And how can she decide? And she says, you know, I literally went through puberty overnight. And it kind of was like a play on, you know, how fast. When she said, I literally, yes, and now it's due to the fact that I went through puberty overnight, and it just seems like yesterday that Chase and I were in the fourth grade. And it was just her talking to the camera.
That's
pretty
funny.
Yeah, she says,
that's
and I
hilarious.
Just want to scream. And yeah, she did. It was, the way it was done, it was really well done.
That's
and it was cute. It was cute. And then it showed Chase, and then it showed Theo, and this was kind of, and it was all their dreams, you know, her dreams.
Mm.
And then it was a dream with Ava and Steve.
With her killing
Kayla. And then then the last one was, you see Rafe and Andre playing chess, and he had the chessboard up, and he didn't have. And Andre looks up, and there's Rafe. He said, "Oh, well, happy Valentine's Day. Sorry, I didn't get you any flowers." And him and Rafe. Then somehow the chess pieces weren't the right chess pieces or regular chess pieces, but Andre knew how to play the game. And all of a sudden, the gun appeared, and here it was. Rafe's dream that Andre had kidnapped Hope, and she was in the basement screaming for Rafe. And but Andre grabbed the gun, and before he could grab the gun, Andre shot Hope, and Hope was dying in Rafe's arms, and then Rafe woke up. So, I mean, it was good. It was a different kind of a show for Valentine's Day. And I said, that's what some different people had tweeted. It was they never expected to see Andre in a Valentine's Day show. So, and I had tweeted, we need to see him with you know, he needs to be with, maybe next year he can be in a Valentine's show with Kate, you know, him and Kate be together. So, I don't want that to happen. So anyway, that's what happened Friday. So, that
was sounds like a different,
that was different. Yeah.
So. Cool.
And then we had the whole thing with this stupid Ava. She needs, a good point. I mean, so finally she wants to see her, find her, you know, she had Kayla down in some storage area. And the only way she would let her go is if Steve would have sex with her. So then she would call. So Steve gives in, and they have sex.
Right.
So then she calls Joey, and Joey went to rescue Kayla. And so, you know, Joey had walked in on them.
I saw that. Ugh.
But he hadn't really done it. Yeah, okay. But then again, he did go away with Ava to find it. So finally he did end up doing it, and he told her that was it. He never wanted to see her again, blah, blah, blah. Then they got a lead, and this guy came, and he said there were five babies that came in during that time. Two were African-American, one was Asian, and the other two were Caucasian, but they had died. And one of the babies supposedly was the one that, you know, posed to be there. So now he knows his baby's dead. Now he knows wants nothing to do with Ava. So he goes back, but he hasn't told Kayla what he's done yet. So, but you know, Joey
didn't Ava have a tape of it though, or something?
Well, somehow Kayla's probably going to find out and come back. But then people are saying, is she going to end up pregnant now with these babies?
Oh, geez.
So can you see that one coming? I can see that one coming.
And I mean, really, it's just like that. They've determined there's no more leads. That definitely the baby's dead. I mean, that seems like a quick resolution on that story, on that part. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So anyway,
I think
the spoilers are out there. Something that she I guess she's going to tell Kayla or something. I don't know what happened. But somebody said on Twitter, which I had a laugh, is having to watch Steve and Ava have sex was just as bad as subsex with John and Hope. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Subsex.
Yes.
That was just, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was really kind of digging that whole storyline until they started making out, even though we know Steve doesn't want to and all. But it's like when they started making out, all of a sudden I was just like, okay, this is gross again. I mean, that's why I didn't like Ava the first time she was on and everything. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, I mean, they have to create drama or else, you know, the married couples get boring and all that, you know. So I realize they have to do some stuff like that. And I have to admit, I kind of like the back and forth with him and Ava a couple weeks ago when they were negotiating all of this and how he realized he was basically stuck, you know, because she knew where Kayla was and, you know, could control her life, you know. And she's just crazy enough to let Kayla die. So it's not like a vain, you know, it's not like it's, you know, something that she wouldn't follow through on kind of thing. And Steve knows it. So that part was cool. It was bad, though, when Joey walked in and they were kind of trying to do it on a couch or chair or whatever. And it was like, he was like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, so he really, you know, he thinks his dad did something, you know. Well, yeah, he really did.
Yeah.
But, I'm just trying to think what else. So, we have a caller. Want me to bring a caller
on? Sure. Sure.
I think it's Bobby. He was on. He came on last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hello?
Yes, it's me.
Bobby.
Hello?
Hey. Okay.
Hey,
hi.
Bobby.
Hey. Yeah, it's great to. I'm calling. I just called in just to say, first of all, it's great to just see Days back on for another year. I was a little bit worried there because I thought for a minute, oh my goodness, I'm now going to have to DVR Bowling Beautiful from The Young and the Restless. I mean, I don't watch them shows, but after Guiding Light ended, I ended up just going straight to Days for a while until SoapNet decided to become unavailable for our cable service. Then I went over to Bowling Beautiful and just caught it when it started replaying at night, and then came back to Days when Jen Lilly joined the show. So I kind of like been going back, and so I'm just happy for that, and I'm glad that as long as Jen Lilly's contract didn't say that she's going to go over to General Hospital, because would that be kind of weird? They get Rebecca Hurst, and by the way, Martha Madison did a good job for 2 days as Elizabeth when she was out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that,
Because I think, would that be ironic to have maybe her on GH and have Days, and have a showdown with Belle? Would that be ironic?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know they're not going to do anything with Kirsten Storms over there in General Hospital to put her on Days and maybe replace Olivia as Claire, because one, it would be kind of awkward to have Martha Madison's daughter be in the form of Kirsten Storms, but at least I know that Sierra is like realizing that after 3 months that she was aged from a 9-year-old to a teen.
Don't you love it when the show writes a character saying stuff that we all have been thinking, and that it's kind of like an inside joke kind of thing?
I think they listen, they see all that online, and then they see what the fans are saying, and then they don't think. Yeah.
Right. And Dark Days, who runs a website on Facebook and have also made some good quotes. I'm surprised she didn't make any good quotes on that, because I didn't see her post from yesterday's show either. Yesterday's show, so I don't know. So she kind of just, because I kind of, it's kind of like they had some fun to humor. But as far as Rebecca Hurst going to Days, I think right now, I believe when I see it, because Because if they're going to bring back Chandler and everybody else back from the dead, just this is what ruined Days in the first place, following the Athens Olympics. That when the Athens Olympics was on, when the Athens Olympics was on NBC, they decided to just put a pause on that, and then they brought back everybody else right after the Athens Olympics to come back from the dead. That what really was the beginning of the end. 2 days at that point, to the point where they end up having to be questioned over whether or not they're going to come back or not, or anything else, and the taping 6 months ahead of time. Now I'm hoping, as I said earlier in the chat room, that after the real Olympics are done on NBC, that they can go forward to maybe doing new episodes just a month ahead of schedule, so that we can see in late September, early October, coinciding with the television fall season, with the shows on primetime and stuff like that, that it would actually happen. And maybe, I'm not saying this would happen, that maybe as a little surprise for November or February sweeps, have like a week-long live edition of Days, like they did with General Hospital a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right.
So that would be good to actually have in real time instead of having to wait 6 months later. Because I hate to see the Days stars right now who are doing the July 4th episodes in swimsuits and stuff when it's 45 degrees in L.A. And even though it's been 95 degrees out there, I hate to see them in 20-degree weather if they had done this if Days were based in New York.
Well,
6 months ahead of schedule.
Plus it just gives the writers more opportunity and the producers more opportunity. If a storyline isn't working with the fans, they can change it more quickly than, I mean, they don't already have 6 months in the can, you know, that they can't change, you know. So I think, you know, I'm hoping that will help with some of these stories that maybe don't work. I mean, there's been an occasional story that I didn't like at first that grew on me, but I think sometimes you can just tell when they're stinkers. I mean, like the character of Jordan, she could have been written off after 3 months, as far as I'm concerned, or less, you know, back a couple years ago.
I kind of was impressed with what the actress did, because I knew what she had done on the ABC version of All My Children before that. And but the problem I had at first is what they did with Teresa, because they made her out to be a bad girl.
This is not
generally the way I saw her on General Hospital or on MTV or in the Book of Esther.
I think too they made her.
Yeah, they're redeeming her now.
After she went to jail for kidnapping Cindy.
Yeah, I think when they first had JJ and Teresa on, they were both pretty one-dimensional. And honestly, I would try really hard, but it was hard to find anything redeemable about them, anything rootable about them. And now they've both evolved, and their characters are being written better in a lot of ways. And, you know, so now they both are much more rootable characters. You know, they can solve their good and bad, but even like Andre's rootable, even though he's evil and he's horrible.
Yeah, isn't that funny? He's rootable.
Yeah.
Right now, in fact,
I see that all over Twitter.
They want him to win over Hope and Rafe. Yeah,
I'm seeing the same thing with Ava, because as much as I love Tamron Brown to what she's done in General Hospital, I'm not too wild about what she's doing on Days right now.
No,
Ava.
Me neither.
No, to me, she's not rootable on Days.
No, she's a
one-note
as far as that goes,
But however, I'm glad that she left General Hospital in time, because they had an actress before Laura Wright, after Tamron left, that sucked as Carly, because she became unrootable, because she became in that same thing with the fact that Carly was more darker and a bad girl at the time. And then when Laura Wright came over, they just made her rootable. So that's one example right there.
Yeah.
But I have seen this with Sierra on Sunday. She's kind of rootable, but I think after Bo's death, she became very more watchable and interesting to watch as opposed to now. And I think after what she said yesterday, even though I have yet to see the tape, I think we can all agree with that comment right there. But on that note, I'm going to just say goodnight to you all, and If anything else come up between now and next week as far as Dave's news, I'll definitely will call in and talk about it next week.
Great.
Otherwise, I'm probably going to just hold off on that until probably when you have another guest or when I get caught up. Because hopefully I will get caught up in the next few weeks with Dave. Cause I'm
hey, Bobby. Bobby, two questions before you go. One, what's your Twitter handle?
Oh, hold on for a minute. I got to go back to Twitter. Okay. It's, hold on for a minute. I have my Twitter. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you?
Okay, I have, it's Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Evans, I think that's one word. I'm going to double check right quick because I don't want to say it's one word and it just be something else. Because, All right, my Twitter, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, my Twitter handle is, I should know my Twitter handle by now. My Twitter handle is Bobby Evans one word at Bobby Evans one word.
Okay, so is that at Bobby Evans all together?
Right.
I see you writing in here like it's a chat room. B-O-B-B-Y-A-N-S. So it'd be probably at Bobby Evans.
B-O-B-B-Y-E-B-A-N-S. Yeah.
A-N-S.
One word.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
all together, one word.
And
yep.
You have another question for me before I let go?
Yeah, now I'm trying to remember what it was. Shoot, it was that and... Well, darn it. I know. Did you get to listen to the interview we did with Jim Lilly recently? Did you get to did you listen in on that, or did you get a chance to listen later?
Well, I haven't got a chance yet, and I'm just kind of just some because I would love to just because I usually don't listen to some of the interviews I do or some to my own show that I do with Carly called Daytime After Dark. I don't usually listen to that either. Because I know that her show is also on Blog Talk, and so
well,
I don't
think
it's
she interviewed James Reynolds the other night.
Yeah, she interviewed James Reynolds the other night, and I told him everything about it. In fact, like I told James, like I told Vivian, and like I told Sal just yesterday, I can relate to what Dio is going through because I have autism myself. So if you ever get Kyler on the show. Or Vivian on the show and talk about their characters and talk about Theo. I can basically just call in and just tell them how I can relate to Theo with the fact that with his autism.
Yeah, awesome. Well, that's great. Well, anyway, if you go on iTunes, you can look us up at Diva of Duel, and look for Jen Lilly's interview and sometime listen to it. I think you'd enjoy it. Since you're a fan
You know what? I don't know if I have enough. I'll try to maybe add that to my list because I already got Soul Party from the talk show network on that list as well.
Okay.
So maybe I can listen to some of my calls that I made with you guys or whenever you have a guest on. Like let's say Kate Madsen comes on in the next few weeks before her official air date of her last week come on. I can just maybe say hi to her and just fast forward to that part.
Okay,
that would be a good guest to have in the next few weeks on the show with her leading.
Definitely.
We got to start working on these guests for getting help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, thanks so much, Bobby. Thank you for calling.
Yes,
we appreciate it.
And like I said, unless there's breaking days news or anything else, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to try to get called up. I don't think I'll probably get called up today, so at least when they take time off for the French Open, because I know there's a couple of days they're going to take off for that, or the real games themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And plus the fact that our CBS affiliate. It's going to be an NBC affiliate at the end of the month. And the NBC affiliate that currently runs Days is going to be a CBS affiliate at the end of the month. So I'm going to have to do a lot of changing around with the television station so I don't end up recording Bold and Beautiful and Judge Judy.
Nobody wants that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind watching Bold and the Beautiful too, however, like I said earlier, if Days were to get canceled, I would have recorded that and YNR at them immediately. But I'm just glad that this is going to be around. Hopefully by the fall of 2018, if they pick up the option for that, maybe we'll see something. Maybe that happening, but as long as Days doesn't decide to go the route that All My Children, One Life to Live to take, and then next thing we know, we see a lawsuit while half of the Days characters cross over to maybe a CBS or ABC soap, and to the point that we see a similar situation to what we saw over on TH for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
good
night.
Okay, well, girl.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling. You have a good one. Okay,
good night.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Bobby.
Bye. Aw. I just followed him on Twitter. I found him on there. So
he called. Yeah, when Terry and I were on last week, called. Yeah, and he does Carly Daytime After Dark. I know she's been she's been getting some good guests. She had James Reynolds who she's had.
Awesome.
I think Tony's helping her with stuff too.
Okay.
So yeah.
Cool.
We'll have to try to start working on some guests. I don't know.
Well,
I have a couple in mind.
We've been slacking a little bit.
Yeah, it's just crazy schedule.
It's always
schedule.
Fun. The Days actors are always fun. They're always they're always cool.
And they kind of maybe I don't know if they would remember us from the Day of Days, but I think some of them would if I could go after them. And I follow some of them on Facebook and have been friends with them friends on Facebook. So I was thinking about doing that.
Do you have any other callers?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go here in a second. So
I thought somebody. Yeah, so I was going to just go ahead and do is just wrap it up. I think we covered everything. The only other thing I didn't say was with Victor and Philip. He found out.
Oh yeah.
Philip was Demos kind of spilled the beans on him.
So
we have that poor Victor thing
I like Demos.
Oh, I do too.
Woo,
oh God.
He's good looking.
Oh my God,
yeah.
And he's a bad one too.
He's
and
a
it's
bad
like,
boy. Woo.
Can you see him
we
and Andre together?
Boys.
Oh. Could you see them going after Kate together?
I think Kate needs to be in a triangle with Demos.
I think
and Andre.
So. I think so. She needs to be in bed with those.
Apparently. Yeah, there you go.
I
think Eduardo's getting a little bit jealous. I think
Eduardo's
sees the two of them together.
Yeah, I think his I think the wife's coming on.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
The wife's
I remember A. Martinez telling us the Day of Days that they were bringing on the character of Alma, which is his ex-wife or wife or whatever.
So anyway.
All righty.
To what happens.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully we'll hear from Angela next week or another time. We're hoping she'd call. So, all righty.
Yeah. All right.
We'll probably have more news
next week. Yeah, hopefully. See what happens next week. All right.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.